from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. Carnival Horizon returned to cruising from Port Miami yesterday afternoon after a month-long propulsion repair. Propulsion issues have plagued Carnival's Vista-class ships over the years. An emergency repair had to be done aboard Carnival Vista in the summer of 19. Horizon is currently on a six-night Western Caribbean sailing. Carnival currently has 19 of its 22 U.S.-based ships in operation. And three more cruise lines have added the booster vaccination as a requirement to sail. Previously, we reported that Cunard Line for the Queen Mary 2 and P&O Cruises Caribbean Voyages have made the policy mandatory in January. Other lines who've recently joined the Cruise Booster Club are Uncruise Adventures as of February 5th, TUI Cruises as of February 23rd, and Azamara as of March 1st. At the time of broadcast, no major North American cruise lines are requiring the additional booster vaccination to sail. And despite the Omicron variant impacting short-term cruise bookings, consumers are still bullish long-term. A recent study conducted by iCruise revealed that bookings in November came close to rivaling 2019's numbers. And if you've recently tried to price a last-minute sailing, you may have noticed the ultra-low prices. Cruise expert Stuart Sheeran explains why.
Well, I think if you recall, when December 30th, when the CDC came out with their DEFCON 4 warning against cruises, there was a pause in new bookings. There were some cancellations for close-in sailings.
Right now, some cruise lines have bookings for as low as $10 per day for an inside cabin. But the question is, how long is that going to last?
I think for the next couple of months, we're going to see some pockets where there are some sailings for sure that you're going to get a heck of a deal to go away and get a good cabin at a very reduced price.
Thank you, Stuart. Now, depending on how long the Omicron variant plays out, most major cruise lines expect to have their entire fleet sailing at full capacity by the second half of 2022. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.